NOAA clears way for Pacific seabed mining. A significant step forward has been taken in the exploration of critical minerals on the Pacific seabed. Deep Sea Minerals Corporation, a Vancouver-based company, has received a substantial compliance determination from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to advance its application under the Deep Seabed Hard Mineral Resources Act, DSHMRA. This approval marks an important milestone in the federal review process for exploration and potential commercial recovery of polymetallic nodules in international waters. The company's application, submitted through its U.S. subsidiary American Ocean Minerals Corporation, seeks an exploration license covering a portion of the Clarion-Clipperton Zone, a vast Pacific Ocean region between Hawaii and Mexico believed to contain significant deposits of nickel, cobalt, copper, and manganese. If fully approved, the concession area could encompass approximately 150,000 square kilometers, making it one of the largest mining concessions in the Pacific. The announcement comes as the Trump administration accelerates efforts to secure domestic and allied sources of critical minerals used in batteries, defense systems, advanced manufacturing, and energy infrastructure. Last year, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management advanced offshore critical mineral leasing efforts in U.S. Pacific territories, including American Samoa and the Northern Mariana Islands, following President Trump's executive order directing federal agencies to fast-track development of seabed mineral resources. While BOEM's efforts focus on resources within U.S. territorial waters and the outer continental shelf, NOAA's DSHMRA program governs U.S.-sponsored exploration and mining activities in areas beyond national jurisdiction. The DSHMRA framework predates the International Seabed Authority, the United Nations-backed body that regulates seabed mining in international waters. Because the United States has never ratified the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, it continues to maintain its own licensing system for U.S. companies under DSHMRA. Supporters of deep-sea mining argue that polymetallic nodules offer a potential alternative source of critical minerals at a time when supply chains are heavily dependent on China and other foreign producers.